Now, back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack Ebling, Tom Crawford, the Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. 393-3700, the number to call. You can listen live or catch the podcast segments later at 1320WILS.com. Tom, you can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Yes, you can.
And those addresses are?
You're going to have to write them down for me, Jack, okay?
The Jack and Tom Show.
Whatever, just write
Jack
it down.
Jack and Tom and Jack and Tom 1320.
This is not Mike and Mike, okay. But we're going to do the tag team, okay?
We should be doing that. All right, let's bring in our guest, and that is Dan Kilbridge from SpartanTailgate.com. Hello, Dan. How are you?
Hey, I'm good, gentlemen. How are you?
Well, were you surprised when you heard that yesterday Mark D'Antonio made a visit to Michigan State's walkthrough and talked to the team?
I was a little surprised, but you know, I think it makes sense just for him to kind of put a face in at the football building again, and remind the guys that he's still there. And I think that was important for them to see him kind of up and moving around before they go, and play this game today. And I think that's going to be a very beneficial thing for them. And I think it's a cool thing that he did.
In terms of the reaction, I guess teams can go a lot of different ways. They can have crushing loss of a leader. They can rally together, and seems like captains, seniors, more important than ever at a time like this.
Yeah, and I think, Kirk Cousins is one of those guys who's always going to step up at a time like this, as is Greg Jones, and, maybe even an assistant coach or two taking on more of a leadership role as well. But, this feels like a game where there's just going to be tons of emotion, which normally you wouldn't even have anything close to for Northern Colorado, but this is kind of a time where I think they are going to rally together, and I think you're going to see a sharp football team today, one that's really really focused and kind of hoping to make their head coach proud.
Dan, it's Tom. Can you kind of give your assessment of the game on Saturday? Now, great win for Michigan State. Gutty call. Major kahunas making that kind of call for Mark D'Antonio. Okay. But I thought Notre Dame was the better team, to be honest with you. Overall, as far as moving the football, I thought when Brian Kelly went for it on fourth down, late in that game and took that gamble, it shifted the field position game and eliminated Notre Dame an opportunity to win that game in regulation. Look at the overall performance of Michigan State and where they stand right now, and where do you think they can take this season?
I don't think they're maybe as good as some people think, but I don't necessarily think Notre Dame was the better team. I think they have more playmakers on offense with Rudolph and Floyd and those guys. And I think, they hurt Michigan State in the passing game a little bit. But you look at some of the things Michigan State did well. I mean, really, their cornerbacks, I thought, played well, in pass coverage at times. And really, just the way Michigan State ran the football is something that they've wanted to do and something that they've really had a hard time doing against good teams over the past couple of years. So I think the fact that Michigan State was able to run the ball for over 200 yards, was a really good sign for their offense. And I think Cousins played so much better, in the second half than the first half that, there were some good and bad. So I don't think that, that Notre Dame was the better team. And I don't think that Michigan State has, come close to reaching its potential either. So I think, next week against Wisconsin, we'll start to see, a different Michigan State team as far as where they are, and we'll really get a better evaluation. But right now, I think just where they're sitting at 3-0, I think they're pretty happy with what they've got so far in East Lansing.
I would not say that Notre Dame was the better team last week. In fact, I think those teams were just about as even. Well, I think they were about as even as you could get when you look at not just the score, but the fact that Michigan State outgained Notre Dame. The fact that Kirk Cousins did not throw, Michigan State didn't have an incomplete pass.
I thought, Notre Dame blew some opportunities that,
well, they made mistakes.
Yeah. Well,
football is.
Well, whatever. I mean, Michigan State's got great balance.
I would say, however, that I thought that Notre Dame was a better team than Michigan.
Since Notre Dame.
Yeah, I would. And here's why. Because the Fighting Irish outgained Michigan. Got 535 yards on Michigan.
We're talking
did
about
it with
Michigan
three quarterbacks.
No,
no, I'm just telling you that you talk about these teams, and I thought that when Notre Dame played most of the first half with quarterbacks who weren't good enough, their second and third string quarterbacks.
Part of the game, injuries. Part of the game.
Oh, okay. Injuries. Well, let's see what happens when Denard Robinson goes down. We'll see if you still say that. All right.
Don't even say that. Don't even think injury, okay? Don't think injury.
Well, it's part of the game, Tom. It's okay. All part of the game.
But it sounds like you won't. Let's get back. Let's
no,
get back
nobody wants injuries. No, don't say that. Nobody wants injuries, but we're talking about what happened in that Notre Dame-Michigan game. So
yeah, let's go to our guest here.
All right. Let's bring Dan back in here. Sorry, Dan. We do this once in a while. But
work that out.
Dan's used to this. You know, he used to listen to us on the way to school. Shows how old we are. But
yeah,
he used to listen to us in the mornings. But in terms of what a game like this means to Michigan State, kind of a breather before the Big Ten season starts, a good time to play Northern Colorado?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, get them a chance to kind of catch their breath a little bit and sort of reevaluate where they're at going into next year. Maybe not, you know, the most exciting game for fans, as I can't imagine the game will be nearly as full of kickoff as it was last week. But, you know, I think for the football team, it is a good opportunity. Maybe not, you know, as much fun for the fans to watch. But you know, with the way teams are doing their scheduling, you know, it's almost like you have to schedule a game or two like this every year just to kind of keep pace with what everyone else is doing.
Yeah, you know, you're right. You're
the
right.
The direction it's going.
Dan, you know, I couldn't agree with you more. You look at the schedule today, it's disgusting. First of all, Eastern Michigan going to Ohio State. Eastern Michigan got blown out by CMU at home. Okay. And then you got Austin Peay.
Right.
Austin Peay going to Wisconsin. This is, these are not good games, Dan. This is what makes college, this is the weakness to college football right now, having these meaningless games right now where you're paying $50 a pop to go down and commit to watch a college football game.
Teams are trying to buy wins. They know they're going to get full houses.
Your thoughts on that, Dan?
Yeah, well, I'm not sure there's ever been a weaker slate of Big Ten games than there are today. I mean, there's not I think the most intriguing game to me is that Central Michigan at Northwestern game. That should be
or Temple at Penn State, too.
Dan Enos with those guys.
You think that there are going to be any Big Ten teams lose today, Dan?
I don't think so. I looked at the schedule. I think Big Ten runs the table this week, and you know they should. I mean, it'll be a pretty big blow to any team that loses this week with some of the teams they're playing out there.
All right. After 3 weeks of non-conference play, what is the Big Ten's biggest win, and what has surprised you most?
Ooh. Yeah, you could argue that the biggest win is Michigan State or Michigan over Notre Dame. I think those are two big wins.
How about the Ohio State over Miami? I said earlier, Dan, was the best win for the conference.
Yeah, that's a good one, you know, especially the way they kind of shut down that Miami offense. And Miami really did look, you know, good against Pittsburgh, so that's a good one. As far as surprises go, I don't know. I thought Iowa might look a little better against Arizona, especially in the first half. You know, they were able to come back, but I expected a little more out of them as far as that game goes. So I would say that would probably be the biggest surprise for me to this point. I really thought, you know, they were a mature team. And Wisconsin, too, against Arizona State last week. I mean, you know, they're a pretty young team. Coming into Madison, and they did get the win, but it's maybe not as easily. So maybe, you know, Wisconsin and Iowa having a little bit of trouble in some of those games, I thought they'd be a little bit sharper this early in the year.
Yeah, I think the single score that's most surprising was Minnesota losing to South Dakota.
Oh, that was disgusting.
That's one that's going to be tough. Dan Kilbridge, SpartanTailgate.com, our guest. Dan, in terms of what Michigan State needs to get done today, what is job one? What is the most important thing the Spartans can do?
I think when we talked about this all week, I think job one is giving guys some time off, really, and just getting the backups in there. I mean, you look at all the guys who haven't played much this year, in the twos and threes, just because of the way, you know, scores worked against Western Michigan and Florida Atlantic, where, you know, it's kind of, they go up 14, then they fall back 10, and they just couldn't really open up a huge lead. So I think the biggest thing today for them to look at is just try to get out to a big lead and, you know, tell Cousins and those guys, all right, job well done. Let's get the backups in there just so they can have that experience, because as you guys were discussing and or arguing about earlier, injuries will happen. And so you need to be ready, especially in such a physical league as the Big Ten. And I think today what they want to do is get out to that big lead, kind of establish their dominance, and then get some of the backups in the game.
I think historically, Tom, Michigan State's done the worst job in the country at developing backup quarterbacks. And we've seen that again this year. You got a guy who hasn't really had any snap time in the first half of a game, still hasn't had it. And if you're waiting to get a 31-point lead before you put a guy in, I think you're much better off to expose him and have confidence that your team can still win a game. So, Dan, thanks so much. We appreciate you joining us. You can read Dan Kilbridge and his commentary daily about Michigan State and post-game video. We'll have that up at SpartanTailgate.com shortly after the end of the game as well. We'll see you out at the stadium, Dan.
All right. Sounds good, Jack. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, we will be right back, and we'll take your calls. Open line coming up, 393-3700, 393-3700, The Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.